We will be loyal and drink off our wine, though Pope or Presbyter should both repine. No state affair shall e'er turmoil our brain. Let those take care to whom they appertain. We'll love our king and wish him happy days, and drink to all that daily speak his praise. We'll loyal prove and evermore will be, with plotter and their plots at enmity. Here's a health to the king and his lawful successors, to Tantivy Tories and loyal addressers, no matter for those that promoted petitions to poison the nation and stir up seditions. Here's a health to the queen and her ladies of honor, a pox on all those who put sham plots upon her. Here's a health to the Duke and the Senate of Scotland, and to all honest men that from bishops ne'er got land. Here's a health to L'Estrange and to Boon Heraclitus, a fig for those Whigs that for papists indict us, not forgetting those that continually spite us, for loyalty still to our king does unite us. Here's a health to our church and to all that are for it. A shame take all papists and Whigs that abhor it. Safe may she be still from new ways of refiners, and justice be done to all true Protestant joiners. Let all the contrivers of this our late trouble have their reward at last heaped on them double. Here's a health to the downfall of those whose devotion does tend to naught else but to raise up commotion. Come round, let it go, boys, let each drink his bumper to all honest men that yet ne'er loved a romper. The 30th of January let us remember, and let it be joined to the 5th of November. Here's a health to all loyalists, let us carouse it, for why there is wine to be had in the house yet. Here's to all those who yet never spoke evil of church or of state, but that still have been civil. Come, let it go round, boys, and fill up our glasses. We'll now be more merry than Whigs with their lasses. Let hypocrites who dare in all things dissemble, and by changing shapes the chameleon resemble, make 20 wry faces and all to disguise 'em, yet from sedition none e'er can advise 'em. Here's to the confusion of plots and all plotters, and here's a good health to him that ne'er alters. Come, let it go round and fill each man his brimmer, for he's no good diver, that first isn't a swimmer. And here's to our happiness that we see dawning, in spite of the plots that Geneva is spawning. A fig for their policies, they shall ne'er fright us. Do all what they can, they shall ne'er more bite us. For Oliver now and bold Bradshaw are rotten. Though their cursed names they shall ne'er be forgotten. Here's a health to all cavaliers that ne'er were turncoats. We'll drink it in spite of the Pope and his cutthroats, or in spite of those rebels that envy our blessing, who once more our land would so fain be possessing. Here's a health to the burghers who still in their choices for imminent loyalists do give their voices, and will not be biased whatever betide them, who fear no Whig landlords who for it shall chide them. To the prince and the princess of Orange come fill it, to the brim let it flow, but beware how you spill it, not forgetting the rest of the royal branches. We'll drink our brisk wine till each his soul drenches. Here's a health to all those that express their good meaning, and hold to the end as they make their beginning. Come, fill it away, boys, and let us be merry. We'll drink each his bumper and never be weary, and no true subject we're sure will deny it, for this is the way that we always shall try it. Come, fill it again to the ruin of rumpers. I'll make no scruple to turn off three bumpers. Then come all you loyalists, though the Whigs mutter, and about nothing do keep all this clutter. In spite of the Pope or Jack Presbyter either, we will live merry and will regard neither. Although they Tory or Tantivy name us, we care not a pin, there's none honest will blame us. We'll drink to the king and his lawful successors, and to all those that prove loyal addressers.